com.
All right, we're going to do a little bit of entertainment news right now. Liv Tyler, remember her?
Sure, Steven Tyler's daughter, yes. Actress in her own right.
Arwen in the Lord of the Rings movies. She is, and want to take any idea how old she is?
Liv Tyler is 26.
Yeah, I would guess late 20s, maybe 30.
37.
Really?
37.
Wow. She's the youngest looking 37 of all time.
Amen, man. 37 years old. Pamela Anderson, most of her, is 47 years old today. Carl Lewis. How old do you think Carl Lewis is? Olympic track
50s
star.
50s now.
Yeah, got to be in his 50s.
Fitty Tree. Alan Ruck. You even remember who he is?
Alan Ruck. Yes, he was in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, right? Wasn't he the sidekick?
He was Cameron Fry.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he also was Stewart on Spin City for a while. How old?
He's got to be in his 50s too, doesn't he?
58.
Wow.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd's got to be in his mid-60s.
Yeah.
65.
He is now old enough to start taking his retirement. He is 62. And the B-52's legendary voice, Fred Schneider.
He's got to be in his late 40s.
63. I think he's
older than that.
63?
63.
Oh, wow.
Welcome to reality,
wow.
Homeboy. All right, Deborah Harry. Which, I'll be honest with you, I never thought Deborah Harry was all that hot.
Ooh, Debbie Harry back in the Blondie days?
Yeah, I know. Man. Just there was something just, I don't know.
She's in her 50s.
No, she's probably older than that, too. I'll bet she's 60 years old.
69.
Holy cow!
Wally
Blondie's back on tour again, I think, too.
Yeah. Famous Amos, Wally Amos.
He's got to be in his
80s.
Mid-70s.
78.
He's starting a new company. I can't remember the name, but he's got another cookie company.
Is he really?
Yeah,
good for him.
He can't use his name because his name is trademarked, and he lost it in that whatever when he went bankrupt or whatever. But he's got a new cookie company, apparently.
Good for him.
Famous Amos's cookies.
Almost famous cookie. All right, David Prowse, of course, who was Darth Vader and shall always be Darth Vader, 79 years old. And Jamie Farr. Yeah.
Corporal Klinger from MASH. He's
got
to be...
70s, late 70s.
Yeah, 78.
80.
80. Yeah.
Jamie Farr. And he still looks good in a dress, though.
Mm.
Got to hand it to him. All right, Robbie Downey Jr.'s 20-year-old son, Indio, was arrested for drugs on Sunday. Cops pulled him over in Los Angeles, found cocaine in his car. His father released a statement saying that there's a genetic component to addiction, and Indio has likely inherited it, saying that the family will stand by him.
And Robert Downey Jr., of course, has really done well in his rehab since he hit rock bottom a number of years ago.
Yeah. Speaking of hitting rock bottom, Shia LaBeouf went to rehab yesterday. Apparently, reluctantly, a celebrity gossip site, followed him around for the entire day yesterday. And it said in their report, quote, "We followed the actor from his Hollywood Hills home to a private facility where other stars have sought treatment. He was driven by someone believed to be from the rehab facility. He didn't talk. He looked nervous. He looked depressed. But he at least did go in."
Would you be able to live with yourself with a job like that, following people around and trying to dig up dirt on people?
No.
That just has to be such a scummy way to
No.
But the pictures that you might take, they get sold for 5 and 6 figures. Websites will pay $10,000 for the picture that you have of Barbara Streisand taking out her garbage without makeup on.
Nobody wants to see that. That's harmful.
It doesn't change the fact that you're a bottom-dwelling scum dog.
No. Those pictures you just mentioned, the CIA buy.
I've seen a picture of Barbara Streisand taking the garbage out without makeup on.
It's hideous. Right.
They use those at Gitmo. It's like...
Stop it.
Talk, or we're going to show you babs.
Yeah, stop it.
Not another showing of Prince of Tides. No, please.
All right.
Yentl is coming up next, which is a huge hit at Gitmo, by the way.
All right. The Kim Kardashian's sister, Kendall and Kylie Jenner, released a novel last month called Rebels, City of Indra, the story of Lex and Livia. Oh,
bottom dweller is the ghostwriter for this piece of junk.
Bingo. All right. So we're not going to tell you anything about the story. I'm going to give you a couple statements, and you tell me whether these are quotes from their book or quotes from George Orwell.
Right.
Are you ready?
We should be able to tell, but I bet we won't be able to. Right. Go ahead.
She was a bold-looking girl of about 27 with thick hair, a freckled face, and swift athletic movements.
Orwell.
Orwell.
Correct. He cast his eyes upward with the last of his energy at the broken ground. A gust passing through it cooled his face, and finally he saw the sky and the hard-won heavens above.
Kardashian.
I agree.
Yes. You guys are good. No longer could we inoculate ourselves from the reality of what we were training for.
I'm not sure the Kardashians know the word inoculate, so I'll say that's Orwell.
Their ghostwriter does. That's Kardashian.
It's Kardashian. It was impossible, in spite of the endless arrests and confessions and executions, to be sure that the Brotherhood was not simply a myth.
That's Orwell.
Of course it's Orwell. Yeah. And last but not least, what use is power when it comes with designated borders?
Kardashians.
Correct. That is correct. All right, you guys are much more literary knowledgeable than I expected, and I don't mean that to be insulting.
Uh-huh.
Toy Story. Last but not least, Toy Story. The original draft of Toy Story was a lot different than the movie we saw. For instance, the main characters were old-fashioned tin one-man band toys and a ventriloquist dummy.
Mm.
And in a later draft, Woody was actually mean and ended up kicking Slinky the dog. We can't have that.
You see, not in a Disney movie.
Not in a Disney movie.
I think for like a Pixar or a Disney thing, there's probably some test marketing. We'd probably draw a couple of versions of Woody and a couple of versions of Buzz Lightyear. And you know, which one tests best with 7-year-old kids?
Which one will they buy?
Which one will they flock to in droves? There it is. That's your entertainment news. Go forth and be proud.
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. Give it up for a brother. I just finished college, so I'm happy about that. I just finished college. Thank you. I ain't graduated. I just decided I was finished. I'm like, hey, I got to go on. I can't. Time to move on with my life. You can't spend too much time in one spot. You know what I mean? I see we got a lot of married people in the house. Clap if you're married. Clap if you're married. I don't know. I don't know about marriage, man. It's kind of tricky, isn't it? Because you gotta keep it fresh. You got to find a way every year to freshen it up. Because relationships go stale real quick, don't they? Yeah, they go stale real quick. Fellas, remember the first time you met your girl before you got the goodies? Remember that? Remember you could listen to her talk for hours at a time, couldn't you? You weren't listening, but you made her think that you were listening. You know what I'm saying? You sit there, you had like 3 words that you would use, you know? You'd be like, what? For real? No. What? For real? No. Then you get into the relationship. After a while, you be like, "Will you get to the point? What's the point? Get to the point." Women don't know how to get to the point, do they?
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.